This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, August 11th, God's word for you today is death benefits. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 68, verse 19, and it says, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation." Guess what? There is nothing you're doing today that surprises Jesus. Nothing. So why are you running? Jesus took care of your sin, past, present, and future. Knowing this truth stops you from running from God, because that is where you can get your deliverance from whatever is holding you bound. You can actually come to Him and receive forgiveness and grace. There is no need to try to keep repaying God. Some people think they need to repay God because they have done so many bad things and are paying for their sin. There is no need, because there is no sin to pay for. Jesus already paid for it. If condemnation wants to come to you or attempt to suppress you, just say, "Tetelestai, it is finished. It is already paid for." I heard a story recently of an old woman whose husband had a life insurance policy, but the woman did not know or understand what it was. So she kept paying the life insurance even after the man had passed on for about 6 years. After 6 years, she called the insurance company and said, "Look, I am an old woman. There is this policy that my husband has been paying diligently, but he died 6 years ago and I've been paying for it. But now I am sorry, I cannot continue." The insurance agent was so broken and tried to explain to the woman that it was the company that was supposed to be paying her. And not only did they refund her for the 6 years she had paid, but they also paid her the huge amount of money that the husband had accrued in life insurance, called death benefits. So this woman entered into the death benefit. Imagine how stupid it sounds for someone who knows how insurance policies work. Why would anyone be paying the life insurance of somebody who has passed on and has covered you? It does not make sense. So, because of the cross of Calvary, you and I get all the death benefits of Jesus' sacrifice. Hallelujah! That is what the cross does for you and me. We get all the death benefits. Note that the benefits that the woman gets are not dependent on whether she is a spendthrift or gambler. Whether she has anger issues is absolutely irrelevant. Yes, being a spendthrift, having anger problems, or having gambling problems can actually bring her back to poverty. However, it is not a determinant of whether she gets the life insurance or the death benefits of her husband. Hebrews 5 verse 9 says, "After Jesus had finished his work, he became the source of eternal salvation for everyone who obeys him." Tetelestai. Let us pray. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Psalm 103, verse 2. Please read. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.